My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm going to take a little bit of a detour here and just bear with me for a bit, and I promise you we'll get back to the Royals. I was searching for articles over the weekend, just, you know, things to talk about in my sports talk journey. And I was on Fox Sports, and Nathan, they had a question, and the question was, now that Willie Mays has passed, who is the greatest living Hall of Famer? And as I was reading the story, they had various, you know, writers chime in. And the sentiment was, well, it should be Barry Bonds, but he's not in the Hall of Fame. So let me make an argument for somebody, even though that's not the correct answer. A couple people said Sandy Koufax. Somebody said Ken Griffey Jr. Somebody said Mike Schmidt. But all of them made it sure to include, I want to be clear, the answer is Barry Bonds, but we just can't say Barry Bonds because he doesn't qualify for this question. It got me thinking. So then why is he not in? Like, if I think that he's really good and you think that he's really good, we think that he's really good, then why is he not in the Hall of Fame? It really was puzzling to me. And I really started to think of sort of how we pick and choose, because some of you, your answer would be, well, Barry Bonds is a cheater, right? That would be your answer. Barry Bonds took steroids. He is a cheater. We know that he is a cheater. He cannot be in the Hall of Fame. All right. And I would say that that's fair. I disagree with you, but I would never say that that's not a fair stance to have. Well, why don't we have that same opinion with everybody who has that suspicion about him? Because just going back to last week, I'm sure you watched it, Nathan. They did the game at Rickwood. It was the Negro Leagues game. It was great, right? Yeah. You remember who Barry Bonds was sitting next to up there? He was sitting next to David Ortiz. Well, why am I bringing up David Ortiz? You guys remember that David Ortiz had this same suspicion around him? Back in July of 2009, there was a story by the New York Times. And in this story, the New York Times reported that David Ortiz was among a group of over 100 Major League Baseball players that were on a list that were compiled by federal investigators that tested positive for PEDs during a Major League Baseball survey of testing in the spring of 2003. So hold on. You're telling me that David Ortiz's name has been linked to steroids. We think that there is a chance that David Ortiz was a, quote, cheater in this sense, yet David Ortiz gets to be in the Hall of Fame. And I'm not saying that David Ortiz shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. David Ortiz should be in the Hall of Fame. But we're saying that David Ortiz has this cloud, this suspicion around him, Barry Bonds has the same clout around him. Barry Bonds has no chance of being in the Hall of Fame, while David Ortiz got into the Hall of Fame on the first chance. This just tells me that there's something greater in play. We don't like Barry Bonds because he was mean. That's why he's not in. Because that's what it feels like. David Ortiz is likable. Who doesn't like Big Poppy? When there was tragedy in Boston, who was the one that stood there and said, "This is our city"? Everybody went crazy. Who doesn't like David Ortiz? And his resume, he should be in. 10-time All-Star, 3-time World Series champion, ALCS MVP, Silver Slugger, one of the greatest DHs of all time. You're telling me he gets to be in the Hall of Fame, even though it is quite possible that David Ortiz is a cheater. By all the metrics, David Ortiz looks like he could be a cheater. How does he get to be in the Hall of Fame, but Barry Bonds doesn't get to be in the Hall of Fame? It just doesn't make any sense to me. I just don't think baseball is the sport that can legislate morality to me. You know, not baseball. Come on now. From cheating scandals to greenies to PEDs, baseball. You now can pick and choose who's morally righteous and who's not morally righteous. It just seems a little backwards to me. So as I'm reading this article, and I'm seeing people who have Hall of Fame votes, they say, well, the greatest living player is Barry Bonds. But the question was, who's the greatest living Hall of Famer? Well, why can't it just be the same person? You know, why can't it just be the same person? Why are we doing this? And then it just kind of hit me. This conversation is going to be our generation's Pete Rose. The same way that like our fathers, our uncles, you know, the generation before us, hey, should Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame? And it's split. Is that going to be the same thing for our generation? That you're going to be 40 years old arguing, should he be in? Should he not be in? You can't erase what I saw. The same way that I don't care what Reggie Bush did in college. I'm pretty sure they gave him that house. I saw him play college football. He's the best college football player I've ever seen. There's been some other great ones. Reggie Bush, those last 2 years at USC, is the best college football player I've ever seen. So I don't care what you tell me about the Heisman Trophy. I saw him play college football. He was the best. You just can't erase what I saw with Barry Bonds. I saw it in person. I saw it. He was incredible. It's the best thing that I've ever seen before. So maybe he never gets to go into their little museum, you know? And that'll be disappointing. But I just don't know how we all know the correct answer. We all know who's the greatest living baseball player. We know who the answer is. But now we have to come up with some fake debate to try to deny what we saw for 20 years. It just doesn't make sense to me.
I could tell you why. I think just as much of maybe his unlikable personality to some is the old guard, the baseball writers refusing to admit they're wrong. We all know the answer. Barry Bonds is the greatest player I ever got to see in person. He won 3 MVPs in Pittsburgh before the allegations began. Like, if he were to get into the Hall of Fame, they're not going to put up his average home run distance on his plaque. I understand he bulked up and with a substance that we now consider to be illegal, but the guy's a fantastic baseball player. And C-Dot, I saw a stat over the weekend about if you took away Barry Bonds' 7 MVP seasons,
they didn't exist.
He still has 440 home runs and 360 stolen bases. 440 home runs, which again, 7 MVP seasons are erased, are more than these Hall of Famers. Andre Dawson, Cal Ripken Jr., Al Kaline, Johnny Bench, Larry Walker, who just got into the Hall of Fame. It's nonsense. Admit you're wrong and put Barry in the Hall of Fame. And see, I don't think it's as big of a debate as Pete Rose. I think our generation is more on the Barry should be inside of these. Maybe I'm wrong.
I do think it's the older group of people. I don't know if you've ever seen this movie, but there's a movie called Above the Rim. It doesn't seem like a movie you've seen before, but I might be stereotyping you. You just look young. You don't seem like you've seen Above the Rim.
I have not seen it.
It's great. And there's this line in there from Bernie Mac's character says, they can't erase what we were. And maybe I feel this way is, this was the era I grew up watching and following baseball. So you're going to tell me that we can't celebrate the accomplishments of Barry Bonds. We can't celebrate the accomplishments of Manny Ramirez. We can't celebrate Alex Rodriguez. So, like, basically, if you were really good when I was a kid, just didn't happen. Hey, Mark McGwire, never happened. Sammy Sosa, never happened. Barry Bonds, didn't happen. Wait, what? Hold on. Like, not at all? Like, we can't acknowledge any of it? So we got to get really excited about Scott Rolen going into the Hall of Fame. I mean, Scott Rolen wasn't a chump or anything, but like he wasn't Alex Rodriguez. We got to be really, now we got to argue about Matt Holliday. That's what we got to do. We got to get really excited about that. No, it just doesn't make sense to me. Just let him in. Just let him in. We can get back to the Royals here. I just was reading this article, and it was who's the greatest living Hall of Famer, and they wanted to say Barry, but we can't say Barry. It just seems like nonsense. If you want to put an asterisk on their plaque, then put the asterisk on their plaque or tell the whole story. But you just can't tell the story about baseball without these individuals, and I just don't like the picking and choosing. If the rule would be if there is any suspicion that you are a cheater, you are out, that would be different to me. But it feels very selective. Well, we like this person. They gave us interviews, so he can be in. But this person was mean to me, so I'm not going to vote for him. I'm just voting on the numbers. I'm voting on the impact. You don't have to be my friend for us to do this job. You do your job. I do my job. We both can coexist, and we both can be just fine. But with Barry and a couple of these guys, it just feels personal in a way that it doesn't have to be personal when it comes to this. And Barry Bonds should be highlighted. He should be celebrated for what we saw.
You hit the nail on the head there. I was lucky enough to go to Cooperstown a few years ago, and the actual Hall of Fame where the plaques are takes just a few minutes to walk through at the bottom of this museum. You could spend days on the top floors of this museum going through the artifacts that tell the story of baseball from the first glove all the way up through today. I'm hours, days of stories, and you can't tell the story of baseball without these guys. So I've never understood it, CDOT.
Yeah, someone on the text on CDOT, you don't believe that there should be rules. PEDs helped him recover. We don't allow entry to cheaters. Get over it. Okay, that's fine. Then someone has to explain to me how David Ortiz is in the Hall of Fame. If your stance is we do not celebrate cheaters, cheaters should not be in. If you have any link to steroids, you should not be in the Hall of Fame. I don't think that's a bad. You have to then tell me how David Ortiz is in the Hall of Fame, because David Ortiz is on the same list that Barry Bonds is on. We both think they took the same stuff. Just one of them is nice. One of them is nice. One of them isn't nice. It just seems very selective to me. It just feels very, very hit or miss to me about who we're going to be tough on and who we're not going to be tough on in relation to this.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.